This is Celia Hirschman with On the Beat for KCRW. Now that music has developed such a stronghold in the digital online medium, the cross-marketing potential is limitless. The online world is a wellspring of interactivity, and those who harness its power well find extraordinary dividends. One website that's quickly gaining traction is SecondLife.com. Second Life is an MMO, a massively multiplayer online game. It's a three-dimensional game, currently with over 1 million users. Second Life is a cross between the computer role-playing game Sims, the puzzle Myst, and the MySpace social networking world. Members of Second Life build an animated personality called an avatar and proceed to live their Second Life online. This is by no means simply an animated game. Second Life is a robust world that will knock your socks off with its creativity. Everyone who enters interacts in a virtual real life. Whether you want to become wealthy, get married, become a painter, find your guru, buy real estate, go dancing, or build a multinational corporation, it's all possible in your new virtual life. For many, Second Life is indeed a second chance to do it all different. Living in Second Life is free, but buying goods, services, and real estate still costs, so the site has developed its own monetary system. A credit card can make the exchange for the currency used there. Small monthly subscription fees allow the user to build on the life of their dreams. One of the real benefits that the game offers is creating a virtual world to make real income, not virtual dollars, but U.S. currency. Second Life reports that millions of dollars have exchanged hands by its members since its inception 3 years ago. Big business is jumping in. Major League Baseball, Harvard University, Sun Electronics, and CNET.com are just some of the companies building virtual operations on Second Life to augment their real-life businesses. Digital technology is giving rise to such amazing creativity. Progressive businesses should rethink their strategies, particularly the music business. Building a significant career as a rock artist is no longer just about radio airplay, a TV appearance, national tour, and discs in the local record stores. Today's music business has to integrate far deeper into the lifestyle of the consumer to engage them where they relax, enjoy, and can respond. Second Life gives many a virtual place to do that. In August, major label recording artist Suzanne Vega took her Second Life avatar and gave a concert to a small group of invited avatar guests on Second Life. The concert was hosted by the virtual John Hockenberry, an avatar for the radio journalist. Duran Duran and Regina Spektor have virtual shows scheduled as well. It's not closed to the independent musician either. They can perform at local Second Life nightclubs with their avatar for the virtual fans who attend, just like in real life. We live in the most incredible times. This is Vanya Valbara, a.k.a. Celia Hirschman, with On the Beat for KCRW.